Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud, beginning with a story about Rav Kahana coming to visit Israel. Kisalik Rav Kahana, when he made Aliyah, Ashkechinu Levenei Rabbi Chia, Tiyat Vivikamri. So Yehuda and Chizkiah, the sons of Rabbi Chia, were sitting and saying the following, Isaron Shechilko, if you have an Isaron for a Mincha, and you split it into two halves, and you put it into a basket, and it's full yom touched one of the halves, mahu, meaning is the other half tameh. The Mishnah Chagiga that says a kli joins everything inside of it, as far as kodesh goes, maybe it only means if the things are touching each other. If they're not touching, maybe they're not joined. Maybe if the logs are in the basket, in the kli, it's one. So Amar Lo, Rav Kahana responded to them, Mitnan Kli Mechaber, it doesn't say Kli Mechaber, which would mean takes things that are joining and makes them into one. Kli Metzaref Tanan, Metzaref means Kol Dehu, meaning any, as long as they're in the same Kli, they're now considered to be one. Okay, so it is Tomei. They asked another question, Hoshita Chad Levenehan, let's say he put another half Yisaron in between them. Mahu, meaning is that half now considered to be conjoined to them? Amar Lahu, he said to them, Tzarich l'kli, kli mitzarfo, if it needs the kli in order to stay in there, meaning it's resting on the bottom of the kli, then the kli joins them. Ain't tzarich l'kli, but if it doesn't need it because it's being propped by the two pieces, then ain't kli mitzarfo, the kli does not join it. Okay. Hoshit tful yom and etzba obenen. Let's say there wasn't a piece in the middle, but the tful yom put his finger past it between them without touching anything, mahu. Amar Lahu, so he said to them, ain't l'chadavash metameh alvira, l'kli cheres buvad. The only thing that's metameh in airspace is a kli cheres, not bread and not this basket. Okay, very good. So he answered three of their questions. Then he turned to them and asked them a question. Could you take a kometz from one half to cover the other half? And that question is tseruf doraita drabanan, meaning this notion of tseruf, is it midoraita, it's fully considered one, or is it drabanan, meaning we only use it lechumra to say that if one's tameh, the other's tameh, but we're not going to allow kometz from one on the other. Amrulo, they said back to Rav Kahana, Zulo Shamanu Keyotzbo Shamanu. We haven't heard a ruling like that. That ruling, we've heard something similar. Ditnan and our Mishnah. Shnei Menachot Shalonik Mitzuvinit Arvu Zubazu. So you have two unknikmats minachot that get mixed up together. Menachot Motzvi Zev Fratzvon Zim Fratzvon. If you could becomets them separately and distinguish them, Ksherot Vimlab Sulot. Now, Kiacholik Motzmiya Ksherot. We said that if you're able to becomets, that it still works. Amai. Hacht Me'arev. Halo Naga, if you figure this, you have two menachot that got mixed up together, so you're able to distinguish enough of one to take a kometz from it, but it's now covering shirayim that aren't touching it because the other stuff's mixed in. So Rava Dilma Begushin HaMechulakin Asuin Kemasrei, because maybe not, maybe you have two complete menachot that are sitting there, and they're sort of interwoven, but there's no point that the piece is not touching the komets. Okay, so my habiyala, what's the halach in this case? Amarava toshma, detanya veherim mimenu. We talk about komets, it says veherim mimenu. You lift up the komets from it, meaning min hamechubar. It has to be connected. You have to take komets from something that's connected to the rest. What does that mean? You can't put it into two separate kelim and take a kometz. What's the implication? As long as it's in one kli, that's like two kelim, kometz, meaning if it's in one kli but separated, then it's okay, as long as it's not in two kelim. So that's Rava's take. So Rava says it's okay. Maybe two kelim means on kfiza bekaba, meaning when you have a kli that has little tubes sticking down the bottom, even though the things mix up on top, given since the things are separated below, that would be called two kelim, and therefore, so what's the inverse, which is, or the inference, which is now allowed? It's a chicken basket, but it was really like, is like one of our paper dinner plates that have those sections in them. Because even though there's nechitzta, nonetheless, the things are touching each other. But here, where the things are not touching at all, it's still a question. You can't prove it from there. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. What happens if you have these two pieces that are in a kli, and then there's water connecting that kli to a third one? Kit non kli mitzayif mashpatoch al hakodesh, ar mishten chagiga, hanimili digvai. Maybe that only connects the things that are inside the basket. Aval dibroilo, the stuff that's outside is not connected, so that third one won't become tamei. Odilma, kevin de machab michbar. So once it's connected, and all three are tamei. If you say that idea that they're all connected, flip it. What happens if you have the same scenario, but the tful yom touched the one on the outside? Do you say that it now connects to the inside, and they're all tameh or not? And the answer is, and the answer is teku. Okay, by Rava. Rava then asked the following question. Now we have a different problem. Let's say you split the Yisaron in half, and one half became Tameh, and then you put it in a basket, and in the basket with the other one. And there's an assumption here, which is that the ruling that we said about Kli Mitzareif is only, and Rashi points this out, only when it becomes Tameh when in the same basket as the other one, but not when you put a Tameh one in there. So you put the Tameh one in there, and in the meantime, the other one's not Tameh. And then a tful yom went and touched the one that was already tamei. Mahu. What's the notion? Miyamrin and Savalotuma. Do we say that maybe the one that was tamei is already fully tamei, and the tful yom touching it doesn't do anything to it, so there's no new tuma here, so the other one's still considered fresh? Although, maybe the tful yom touching it has an effect, and now that it's in the basket with the other one, it's all tamei. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Miyamrin and Savalei Tuma." Since when is this notion of Savalei Tuma being sated with Tuma and not being able to become more Tamei? Since when does that hold any water? Vatnan, watch this Mishnah. Sadin Tamei, Tamei Midras. You have a blanket that is Tamei Midras, the Asaovilon, and then you turn it into a curtain. So it's not Tamei Midras anymore because not Asui Lamoshev Lamishkav. It's not done used for sitting or reclining. Tahormina Midras. Well, tamei maga midras. So it's tahor as from din midras, but it's tamei of maga midras, of touching a midras. Rav Yosef, eiz midras lagaze. He says, what did it touch? He says, ela shim nagabu azav tamei magazav. What it means is that if azav touches, it's now tamei magazav. Now our question is, kinagabu azav miya tamei vaafilu basov. We say that if the zav touches it, it's tamei even after it became tamei midras. Which means that we say a thing can become more tameh. We don't say it's filled with its tuma. Okay? Amai le masavale tuma. So you see that we don't say that principle. That's Abaye's point. Amar le Rava says, Umayda haishim nagabo azav vata midras. Who says that it was that order? Come midras. Maybe the zav touched it first, then midras. Tahavi tuma chamur al tuma kala. Midras is more chamur. And therefore, of course, we agree something can become more tameh. More severe tuma can be added in. But now, in our case, where it's a tful yom touching and another tful yom touching it again, maybe we don't add on. Ela mi seifa. His proof is really from the seifa of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you have two blankets that are folded up, sitting one on top of the other, v'yashav zav alein, and zav said on the top one, shayon tamei midras, v'atachton tamei midras, umagam midras. The bottom one is tamei midras, because even 10 down, and it's also tamei magam midras, because touching the upper one. Why don't we say that the one below is already filled with tuma? Why can it get a double whammy of tuma? The answer is very simple. It happened at one time. In our case, the tful yom touched it, and then he touched it again. And in that case, it already had tuma tful yom. It can't have another tuma tful yom if you say savalei tuma, and we have not been able to prove that one way or the other. And that's the end of that discussion. Now, Amar Rava. Rava continues. Yisaron shechilko. Again, you split the Yisaron. V'avadachad man, one of the halves disappeared. V'frishacher tachtav, you went and got more, another half yisaron. V'nitzar rishon, this is like an asham sha'avad. And you found it. So you have three halves. V'shloshtam anachim misan, all three of them are in a basket. Now, nitma'av, we're going to give them A, B, and C. A is the original one that got lost. B is the bimkom, the one that was in its place, and C is the constant, the one that was never lost. So nit ma'avud, if the A one became tamei, avud v'rishon mitzarfim, then A and C are mitzaref, are connected, because A and C were the original pair. Mufrash a mitzaref, but B is not mitzaref, because it was only there in case A was lost. Nitma mufrash, if B became tamei, then mufrash rishon mitzarfim, then B and C are mitzaref, avud a mitzaref, because avud is not part of that picture. Nidmar Rishon, but if the C became Tameh, the constant, then Shnei Mitzdarfin. You don't really know which one it's connected with, so they're both Mitzdaref and all three are Tameh. Habayamar Afilu Nidmar Echad Me'an Nami, Shnei Mitzdarfin. He said any one of them becomes Tameh, all three are Tameh. My Tama, what's the reason? He disagrees with the Rava. He says, Kulu Bnei Viktach Adaraninu. They're all one Mincha, they're all part of one Mincha, and they're all Mitzdaref. The fact that one is in place of the other doesn't matter, they're all together. The Gemara says that the same discussion happens about Kmitza. And again, you have three of them. Kabatz min avud, if you took the comets from A, Shiarav, Rishon, Nechalin, then the rest of A and C can be eaten. Mufrash, Nechal, B can't be eaten. Kabatz min amufrash, if you took B and you did the Kmitza from there, Shiarav, Rishon, Nechalin, the rest of B and C are eaten. Avud and Nechal, A can't be eaten, because A and B are contradictions to each other. But if you took C, then Shneim Eina Nechalim, you can't eat any of them, meaning B or A, you could eat C, but you can't eat B and A, because it's unclear which one is connected with, so each one might not be the Shiraim. He says, in any case, you can't eat from the other two. They're all part of one mincha, and therefore it's unclear whether the comets connects to that one or that one. Therefore, you can't eat that one because that might not be the shirayim covered. But you certainly, one thing we'll agree with is you could certainly eat the rest of the half that you took the comets from. Now, Matgar Papa, Papa challenges as a shirayim didei mi anacholin. How can you eat the shirayim of the one you took from though? Ha'ika danka the comets to lo karev. You have 1/6 of the comets of it that wasn't karev, because figure this: each thing has is a third. So now the comets was offered up to cover itself, its half, and one of the other halves. But we don't know which half it is. So 1/6 of that comets wasn't really brought. So Rav Yitzchak bread of Ashashaya, but comets gufeh karev. How can you even offer up the comets? Ha'ika tlata chulin, 1/3 of it's chulin, because the komets is taken to cover all three, but only two of them are really the mincha. So Rashi has a solution to both. Komets b'dai to the coin talia milta. The komets depends on the coin's intent. Koin ki komets eisaron ko komets. When he takes the komets, he's taking it on the whole isaron. Okay, and whichever isaron it is, and therefore the komets is good, and the shirayim are good, at least of that part. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.